I'm sorry, I'm really.
Area of North Main Street.
Sorry.
If you want to call Melissa.
Are you being called?
Yeah.
I have one quick question for you then. In Riverside Cemetery, F section, are the headstones facing the driveway? Are
yes.
they running? So if I want two side by side, they should be in the same column, right? Like C-17 and C-18 would be side by side headstones.
Correct.
Okay. And the other thing is, I am missing the map for F section for Riverside in the town maps. And the last people that used it were you guys when you were in there doing the grout sale. So did you bring your maps with you to mark up your maps?
Those cemetery maps never left the vault. Tina rolled them out. I pointed to the thing and she rolled them back up and put them into it.
Okay, we're missing
the
F section. Definitely they were here. And I've added other people in the meantime. Okay, I'm going to look into the map.
I've already been to
them
all because I was looking at them.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. Also, off the record question, is Dwayne a sexton? What's a sexton?
I only know the sexton in terms of a church. A sexton is the person who like cleans the church. So I guess you could say a cemetery sexton. We usually use the term caretaker.
Okay.
I mean, when I tell people you need to be in touch with a cemetery caretaker to open the grave, I use the term caretaker.
So back on my Voca thing, their meeting is Saturday, September 27th in Benson, Vermont. Benson, Vermont is 1 hour from here, apparently.
September 27th.
Yep, so it is out by,
I already have something.
Fairhaven.
Yeah. I like those meetings. I'm not available on that day.
Okay.
But, I do like them, and then another year, I would be very interested.
If we remembered, we'd probably get them as well.
Well, so I hear two questions. One is, should we join?
Sure, why not?
And
a 5-year membership is $82 and a 1-year membership is $20.
Well, let's join for 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'll print.
You'll fill that out and give it to Tina?
I can do that. I'm good at these single serving projects.
You are.
That are like.
Do it and done.
One thing.
We have to make a motion. Because now we're being recorded.
I make a motion for Londonderry Cemetery Commission to join Vermont Old Cemetery Association at a tune of $82 for 5-year membership.
Sure.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Oh,
good.
I was more like a fire call than a rescue call. You know,
what
when
happened?
You get canceled this.
The state police said they didn't meet us. So.
Just so that you're aware that we did go to the trustees of the public fund, and we did make money, obviously. Last year it was around, my understanding was that it was $70,000 that we made last year in our investments, and it probably won't be as good this year.
I don't know if the market's up or not. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But just, you know, for this stuff, you know, we are making money.
Can you remind me, did we end up financing some of the town office project?
No.
I know we had talked about it.
No.
Yeah, they did not meet.
They
don't
meet.
So that isn't a part of our, or a part of what we earned this year, accrued, I guess is a better word for it.
Right, yeah, no, that was more, what's the gentleman, I can't think of his name.
Jim.
That was thinking that they needed, the town needed a
And I was at the last public trust, the meeting we had over the winter I was at.
I want to move this along kind of quickly because I want Chris here when we go over what's going on the website.
I don't have to leave.
Oh, you don't have to
no.
leave?
No. I mean, okay. by all means, keep things moving along, okay. But I don't have to leave.
Okay. Because I'm trying
to... Yeah, no. I this was one of my... So third Wednesdays are fine. It's second and fourth that are the real problem for me. Okay. I mean, I just have to be out of here at 6:30, but great. I can move... I can tonight. Okay. I
don't have to leave. There are no other additions or deletions to the...
No.
We'll move on to minutes of the last meeting.
Yeah.
Any...
I make a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Good. Bills and invoices. I think in the minute that showed the bills that we've been paying. That we,
right.
Page three was?
Yeah. So. And nothing else is coming, right?
The headstone for Josephine Brown is ready. They're going to drop it off at the cemetery.
Oh. Was that prepaid for?
I said the bill went to him.
Well, yeah, and so I think.
Okay. So that's.
I'll have to check. No.
And what bill won't be coming?
Any other bills or invoices? No. And the announcements of correspondence. Thank you, Dr. Blair.
Do you have to go to the shed for
that's under maintenance.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I'm getting there.
Yeah,
the correspondence.
Visitors and concerned citizens? No.
Yeah, none.
No. I guess this would fall into correspondence. It was verbal, but. I had mentioned needing a headstone for Terry Slade.
Yeah.
I did talk, Melissa had contacted his daughters, and they said, yeah, we don't have any money to do a headstone and whatnot. I did talk to his son, and he has a stone, but it isn't lettered. So I said, you know, maybe we could do it jointly in that, you know, I would go and pick the stone up from him, and the cemetery commission could letter it.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea.
Less expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least the family was putting forth some effort.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say whether it was a vertical or a flat?
It would be, I believe it's going to be flat. I'd have to ask him. He said it was, the way he described it to me, I haven't physically seen it yet. Would be like a military marker.
Okay.
It was that size. And, and I don't think it's a gray marble. I think it's white marble. But
great.
It is marble.
Okay. So we have any limitation on the size? So if somebody later on wants to do something similar, do we?
Well, typically what we've always, the cemetery commission has always bought has been a flat marker that is similar to a military marker.
Yeah.
It's about the same size, a little thicker, I think, than what the military markers are, but it's just...
Oh, that's what I'm wondering. If
and that's been the least expensive way to do it, so...
Will it go on a base of some sort, or
concrete,
just be...
I mean, that's
just
what
that.
The military markers use.
Just the stone.
Around concrete.
Okay,
the stone
on concrete.
Sits right on...
Yeah, it sits on the concrete.
Concrete foundation.
Yeah. Okay.
Even the military markers that are marble, and the bronze ones... for that matter, are on concrete, even if they're flush in the ground.
I see.
There's concrete.
It's just under, yeah.
Okay.
It keeps some of them sinking.
Sinking and moving around.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I may have a picture in my phone, but that's one of my pet peeves in Weston, is no one's been monitoring things that get done there, and there's bronze military markers that were never put in concrete, and they're... There were several that I uncovered that were sinking into the ground and covered up and sodded over, and it's another one of my pet peeves. It's very disrespectful. So.
Very disrespectful. Speaking of respect, here's the World War II in Korean.
Okay.
That's very good news. I'm glad the family's participating.
I thought it was a good thing, too.
Yeah.
I thought that was...
So, And you did say that in our Texas around. How often do So when somebody passes away...
Oh, yeah, that was the other question we had last time. How long should we wait before we offer to put a stone in?
So past practice, and that's why I kind of keep track of when they were buried and keep them on the radar screen. Past practice has been 3 years.
Okay.
And I think that was the way the statute read that Danny quoted when we started doing this.
Yeah.
I'll ask Danny too.
Yeah, he
did ask Danny. You did. He said it was 30.
You did ask him. Okay, great.
But it would be good if he could pass on that state statute.
I might have that in the box. I have the box.
It's in his box.
I have the box.
So
I'll
have
look
that
and
information.
See. State statute.
Okay. Thank you for.
So I just kind of keep track of that, and when 3 years come up, actually Terry's been 4, but. You know, I try to keep track of that, bring it up. And
this is why I say we're going to be lost without you.
Someone will carry on the tradition.
I don't know if they will with the care and the diligence that you do.
You know, my grandparents took care of Londonderry cemeteries before I did for years and years and years.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I did know that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
You're not related to Wayne Peck, though.
No, it would be Cressy and Jesse Williams.
Oh, I certainly know the names. Hmm. Nice.
I just know the names, too. I don't think I ever met them.
My mom tells stories about they had eight kids in that family, and the reason they had eight kids is because they had eight hand clippers to go around all the headstones.
It's a good thing my kids didn't have to live like that.
I know.
Yeah, holy cow.
They were complaining about a weed whacker.
They still do.
Any other maintenance of cemetery? Do we need to do anything more with Riverside, the front, with the trees? Do we need to contact?
Yes.
I have another question.
We were hoping that the local electrician would contact his buddy with Green Mountain Power and see if they could do something about it. Because I did approach the state and they said, oh no, it's not. It's clearly out of our right of way. That's a power problem. The tree guys all said that's a power company problem. So I was hoping you had insider information or contacts that could make better progress than me.
I have another maintenance question. What's the status on the shed at Riverside? Has that been moved?
Are we on maintenance?
Wait. So we went from announcements and correspondence where we talked about Terry Sladestone.
Yeah.
No visitors and concerned citizens. Maintenance. Gary's going to check about taking those pines down.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Go.
All right. Yeah, I thought
the shed at Riverside.
Maintenance.
Yeah.
So, the guys picked up the building materials today, and we're going to form that up this week. And also, we checked the concrete today. I thought I would have to get on their schedule. But they said when we're ready, just call Carreras is the one that'll bring
so
the concrete.
So you're setting the forms?
Form.
And they'll pour it.
And then, so we just have to call them next week when we're ready, and they will come and pour the thing. Then I will let it sit for at least 2 weeks before I move the building onto it and let it completely cure before we end up damaging it. So that's the status.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Any other maintenance? So the brown headstone is here. I can put that one in. I don't think there's any others. Terry Slade will take care of that. Do we need a motion to letter that? Do you need a cost?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a motion that we pay for the lettering on the cost of a stone for Terry Slade.
Okay. Second.
Oh, yeah.
Second.
Chris is second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Is there anything else you know about? There's one other headstone that we had purchased a while ago. This is kind of ironic. This has never happened before. The grave had sat there for years and years and years. It was a long time. They just buried her. Do you remember that woman's name?
No. But I didn't talk about it.
in the... It's out by Junkers in Riverside. We purchased the Woman of Stone. It had been 7 or 8 years since she had been buried, and the family did not buy a stone. The woman's son and girl who took care of it all, her brother passed away. She now has bought a headstone when her brother passed, and had the mother and the brother on that headstone. So I moved the one the cemetery commission purchased.
Sure.
And she put in a headstone for mom and brother. And I said, well, we can't use the stone, so I'll just put it at the foot of the grave as a footstone.
Nice.
So that's what happened there.
Okay. Wow.
Can we flip that stone and use the other side?
I thought of that. We can ask the headstone guy if that is a possibility. Because I had thought of that. We could flip it over and let it to the other side for someone else.
Yeah. Or we could just give her a footstone.
Erica Albright. Erica Albright is the daughter's name. And it's her mom that passed away years ago. Okay. Do you know her? She's in Manchester.
She's younger than me. Amy she shouldn't Schnell. Lose her mommy. That makes me sad.
Amy Schnell. Mom's name.
I think we should leave it as a footstone. Okay. If we were needing to have a capital campaign to do things, I might feel differently. But
yeah,
I agree.
Okay. Well, I may have boxed in because I did tell the daughter that's what I would do.
Yeah,
but I didn't know what to do with it.
No.
Moved it down so that there was room for the headstone to put in. So that's what I did.
Kind of like
a headstone, maybe put a line through it, then you write something else.
You turn it upside down.
Well, to go back to my grandparents. Quick little thing, we're not being recorded. Are we being recorded?
We are being recorded.
Oh.
Sorry, we had trouble with my phone.
I think
we've
got all of our date, all of our years done now on the headstones.
They did do that. The couple that I had mentioned, I constantly look around if you find someone. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Kind of mowing, or a lot of times at a funeral, I'll walk around and look at headstones, and I find them.
Yeah.
So, I bring them up when I find them.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Everything else is going well.
Dry.
What's that?
Very dry.
I had repaired a headstone in Lowell Lake that no one knew was broken when I did the one that you were suggesting get fixed. And I took a picture of it. It didn't work. It was raining when I did that one, and I don't think I got it dry enough. So it fell apart right on the joint, so I've got to repair that again.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Hurry.
Still 911 address at the cemetery.
Yes.
Oh.
What?
So... that's an interesting topic. When you look up the cemeteries, they have no locatable address.
Absolutely. I had that problem when I gave Benton the addresses.
I think, I don't know who the 911 coordinator is in Londonderry, but I really think that they all should have locatable addresses.
Definitely.
I can follow up on that.
We have, at any given point, we could have
a medical emergency.
Absolutely.
At the cemetery. And they have no locatable address.
Okay, that's a very good
one. Catch.
You're welcome.
Good job. Like, I thought of it, but I just got frustrated and didn't come up with a solution.
We talk to the coordinator. It should be that complicated.
Yeah, who is that?
I'm not sure. I gotta ask Danny. It used to be, but it was Bonnie, but I don't think it is currently.
The reason it just came up was because we were going to have the concrete delivered, and I said, well, give them the locatable address.
when you look it up, there is none for the cemetery. So
okay. That's a good point.
Yeah, we just had talked about it this week. So.
All right, moving on to sales of cemetery plots.
Okay, I think we just had the one that Dwayne, Melissa, and Andrew, thank you, did, the Grout lot.
It's interesting you bring that up.
That's one lot, right? 139B? Okay, go ahead.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Okay.
When Melissa asked Tina, Tina says it has been sold.
139B?
For Grout.
To the Grouts. When you ask Donnie Derby, who is family member of the Grout family that is buying it, he has never got a deed. He has not given them any money. The sale has not happened,
okay,
as far as he knows.
Okay, so I'll look into that.
So some.
So, but you put on the deed 139B, right? When you sold it?
I wasn't even there.
There's no deed. It hasn't happened.
Oh, you never sold it while I was gone.
Well, no, listen, Tina says it sold.
Tina says it sold.
And the family says they don't have a deed.
Right. So the lots, the way we were talking about it at the cemetery, nothing was ever done. That's what you're saying. Because Tina said it was already sold to them.
No. We made an appointment.
Right.
I've been over this a million times. We made an appointment with Andy, the Derbys, myself, to meet here at the town office to sell the lot.
Yeah.
I came in, Tina said, absolutely not. I need 48 hours notice before we can sell a lot.
Okay.
I have an update.
So it never happened that day.
Yeah.
It didn't, but I came back the following Tuesday and did it.
Okay, because I was in there today, and I saw the deed. So
how can it be done if the owner hasn't given the down money?
Tina printed it.
But did you collect the money for it?
I never even spoke to this person.
But you said you came in and did.
So I came in and signed the deed, and Tina taught me how to write the deeds, and Tina shared the template with me how to do the deeds. On every deed, you need a cemetery commissioner to sign off.
Yeah.
You also need a notary and a witness.
Right.
So
there now is a deed.
So there now is a deed that Tina prepared that I signed. And I believe she is on the money collecting end of it as well.
Well, no. It's the cemetery commissioner that gets the money.
So nobody told me that part.
That's
unfortunately,
okay.
There's
that's
no
okay.
standard operating procedure.
If you
procedure.
Would give me the contact information for the Derbys, I will meet them here and have them bring a check. And then we'll give them a copy of the deed.
Because he's already been buried.
What?
In that new lot?
No.
Ed?
No. Can we slow down?
Sorry.
This is a new lot
new
to
lot.
The Grouts.
Okay.
Ed Grout had his own lot and was buried in his own lot. The family realized, I told them, that there was a lot adjacent to Ed's that they should own.
Got it.
And they want it.
Great.
Under Derby.
Okay.
Got
it. It would be under Grout so that we just moved the cornerstone.
Right. Deed is under Derby because I saw it today in the deed book.
Well,
the deed's already been processed the day at or 2 days later with Andy, and it's in the book because I think I made a copy of it because I wanted to ask you.
Will that be a problem if it is under Derby? Well, then you got four, cornerstones.
They owe us $80.
Where's the money, though?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, and Dottie was
Here's the deed. I made a copy.
Well, I don't need it.
Yeah, I just wanted you to see that, you know, it was a deed.
The owner doesn't have a deed.
We will get them a deed. If they come in with their check, if they come in, give me their phone number.
I did definitely bury it.
I don't know why Tina is in charge of this.
Okay. I do.
I need.
Because Tina is the one who has been filling out these deeds. And now that I know how to do it, Maureen and I can do it together.
Okay, I want to address that whole subject. Can you give me contact information for the Derby so I can call them and make arrangements to meet?
I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right, so I had a conversation because I came in and wanted a copy of the deed, and they said it's in the, yes, we did it, it's in the book, so I made a copy. Then I said to Allie, Andy's under the impression that we can actually do a deed, and she said, to a point, that's true. You can fill it all out. We can give you the template. We've given Andy the template. You can fill it all out, what the who's buying it, where it is, the lots and all that. But then it has to come into the office to be notarized by either Tina or Allie, because they're the only two people in the town of Londonderry that are in charge of deeds, whether they're land deeds or cemetery deeds or whatever. So yes, part of that is correct. We can fill them out.
But they still need to record them. It's like that's how town offices work. They still
that's
need
right.
to record everything.
Right.
But other people can notarize it.
They
it's
do
that
not
they
want
have
that.
To record it.
They
oh,
do
so it's
not
them
want
controlling
us to do
that.
That. They want to, you can sign as a commissioner, bring the form in with the people that
yes.
are buying it, so they pay on the spot, they get their copy of the deed, and Tina or Allie are notarized.
So what Tina explained to me while I was there in person is obviously I cannot sign as a cemetery commissioner and a notary.
Right.
But she said if we wanted to, let's say, have you be the person, Maureen, sign off as the cemetery commissioner.
Yeah.
I can notarize it at these meetings with a witness. They need to record it, but they said you still just submit the deeds to us to be recorded. I'm fine either way, but I think we need to team up with them and ourselves and work on a standard operating procedure so that in your absence, things balls don't get dropped,
right.
and that everything's done consistently
right.
every time.
Well, the people have to come in to pay. We don't give them a deed unless they pay. We're not running an account on people. Well, why would you know? You're not.
Well, they didn't get it because they didn't pay, right?
Huh?
They didn't get it because they didn't pay.
They didn't get a copy, but the deed was processed. It's in the book already, but. Because
and when
Andy didn't know the process.
Well, Tina did. And when I walked out that day, the Donnie Derby is a town employee, and he's right down there every day of the week. That's
yeah.
why we were going to do it. He was
yeah.
coming in right after work to take care of this.
Yeah.
When I walked out, she said she would take care of letting Donnie know when the time
Dean
was
ready.
That it was going to be done.
Well, she didn't do that.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he just saw me
I
the other
usually,
day.
My,
and he's also telling her the wrong price if it's $80.
Well, the deed says 80. Is that what it is?
That's what it should be, but...
It's one lot, right?
She told him it was $100. I said, that doesn't even mathematically make sense.
No.
She told him it was $100 plus recording fees.
We sold them one stone? One cornerstone? Or
no
did you just all move them?
Just the cornerstones can be moved.
So the price
plan.
Is even wrong.
So
it's
$40 be,
plus 15
well,
for
no,
recording.
Well, no, it's a lot. It's a two-grave lot.
Oh, it's two
so
grave.
So it's $80.
So that's 80.
Plus
and
recording fees.
But we don't put that on the deed.
I
no
understand
recording.
That.
Yeah.
But she's
so
telling $100.
Oh, $80 is on the deed.
She's telling him it's $100.
Okay. I obviously, once you're back from the Cape and can be more involved, or maybe, Chris, do you want to get involved in?
I think once we get the website, well, I mean, because even...
Somebody's got to be able to fill
yeah,
in for
yeah,
me
well,
that is
I've
available.
To fill in.
That's available.
I've met with you
Andy's,
multiple times. I need a process to
but,
follow.
Right.
I understand going into the town office. I understand... checking the maps. I understand everything. I don't know what order to apply them in. And also how do we communicate with people? Like, do we give them our private cell phone numbers? Do we have a town email that we communicate with them through? I need, if I have set rules, I am ready to go on my own. Right. But as far as my learning process is concerned, if it's
I'm gonna write up a list of how it's done.
And that would be super duper helpful for me.
I will absolutely do that. Yeah.
Because that's my missing link right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised when I came in and I see that the amounts weren't even correct.
On the menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, she changed it and like wrote it in there.
Yeah.
And I don't like that either, but that's not my place to have opinions.
What was incorrect?
The amount, you know, when we were talking about cornerstones, how much for the cornerstones?
There's nothing on the website right now.
No,
the cemetery.
I know.
It's blank.
But she has something.
The town clerks, town treasurers have a little
plaque
in there on the
thing
saying X, Y, and Z.
Oh.
And it's very tacky. One number's been crossed out and it's been handwritten in and you can barely read it.
Well, part of our meeting tonight is to go over what should be on the website that we all agree on. And Tina says, well, there's a new web designer working on our Londonderry website. And, well, when's that? Well, maybe October, maybe November. I said, that's not right. We need to get something up right away. If it has to be changed in 2 or 3 months, it has to be changed. But this is the information that'll move forward to the new website. But in the meantime, we need something up there. There's nothing, nothing. So, anyway. Okay, I'm going to do a cheat sheet for you.
Yes, thank you. That is what I need to move forward.
Well, yeah, and I think just as a standard operating procedure.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And the less that you have them do in there, the better.
I'll get in touch with, what's his first name?
Don
Derby.
And I think that cheat sheet should be shared with all the commissioners,
right?
Because any one of you could be contacted, no cost.
Yeah.
That happens to me. Sure.
And that,
well,
as
and
that
how
information
to sell a lot,
changes,
you know,
it should be updated.
I also
all
had to pull information from many different
people.
I'll put that together.
New incoming
I really
commissioners
appreciate that.
Or whatever.
Because
no,
I
appreciate help. You.
I just don't have the mental capacity to learn without instruction.
Yeah, no. I would
no bandwidth.
Definitely do
not
that.
Putting these in for.
Yeah, they were planning on the.
Okay.
So it's two lots. But it's all on the deed. It says 139B.
Well, that's what the lot is. It's a plot.
It's
not a lot.
It's a plot.
The old part of the cemetery, they never sold individual graves.
That's right.
They sold plots.
Right. And
they were
two or three.
Two grave plots, three grave plots,
right.
Four grave plots.
Right.
That's how they were sold.
Right.
So that is a plot.
Right.
There was three right there in a row that were never numbered.
Right.
The past practice with the other two that had previously been sold was just to take the abutting plot and label the new one A.
Yes.
That's on the maps. That's how all three of those empty plots were done. It is 139A, 137A, 136A, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Okay, I would definitely get in touch with Don Derby. Okay.
I think that was under sales, so now we're moving on to old business.
Okay, I have. I want to go over what we're going to put on the website. So I've given you each a. I didn't make one for you guys.
Here, Chris and I can share.
Yeah.
Did you want to see it, Dwayne, or on what we're going to put? No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't make one. Because,
here.
So, Andy was really great about doing some research about what other towns have put on their websites,
mm-hmm.
and gave me a An outline on how to start. So her navigation tabs, these were the areas that she gave us. Cemeteries, rules and regs, links to the cemetery database, in the news, which would be our cemetery map of Low Lake, that one there, and how to contact us. So I started with the home, and I wrote just a brief sentence about who we are and what we're up to. So London Mary Cemetery Commission consists of five members with a five-year term. The commission establishes policies and rules and regulations for the operation of the cemeteries, sets prices for lots and cornerstones, and lays out lots and drives. Anything else we should add? Brattleboro had something slightly different. They had a three-member board. Just tried to, put in what
we
had.
I think I just mashed together a few different ones.
Right. No, it was great to have a starting point.
Can you take out my home phone?
Yes, I can. And what do you want in there?
If they're online, they can use an email.
Okay.
This is on the website.
Okay. I'm leaving mine in because people call me about lots.
Okay.
Gary, do you want your phone in there? Or
yeah,
just your email?
You could leave the whole phone in.
Okay.
I'm always on
Andy,
the phone
what about you? I don't have
you
a phone.
You can put my cell phone number in
okay.
there.
What is it?
Because it's already 802-380-5670. I'm fine with people contacting us. I have a recommendation. It might not be popular, and I don't know how it's going to play out, but maybe we could just have our town email and the town clerk's number so that if somebody calls and says they want to buy a plot, they can be reached accordingly. I just don't want people to only... What if they only call Gary if he's on vacation and falls to the wayside, or me? I don't want balls to be dropped. And maybe if there's one email or one phone number, we can better manage inquiries. I'm not sure if that's the solution. I volunteer to check the inbox if we want to use our email. But I'm just thinking of ways to streamline it, and I'm not sure what the best way is. You have more experience in this than I do.
Well, one of the things on the website is that they have all the elected officials listed for the town, who they are, how to contact them, and what position they hold, whether they're selectmen or whatever. So ours is missing some information, so I thought we should at least add to that for the town
right.
elected officials.
But I think Andy's asking a different question.
Yes.
So I'm in California, and my dad lived in Londonderry for 50 years, and now I want to bury him here.
Yep.
And I go here. Well, who do I contact?
Yes.
Inquiries about the cemeteries in town, use this email. That is a thought.
Yes, we could definitely do that. And maybe that could be under current commissioners, we could have a line that says... Inquiries.
Yeah, or in the news, or cemeteries linked to cemetery, under one of the navigation tabs.
Mm-hmm.
Inquiring about purchasing a lot.
Okay. So, Andy, do you also want to put your email or just your phone number?
I do not check my personal email frequently enough to be a service
okay,
to
so
anyone.
Okay, so I'm just going to leave that. Chris, you have just your email. Do you want to put your phone number?
You can
number?
Put my cell phone number.
Okay, and it is?
802-591-0341.
0341?
Yeah.
Okay. Putting the current commissioners' contact information, who they are, whether they're co-chair. Do you think that I should put cemetery lot seller under mine or lot seller under mine?
I guess I just want to go back to what I heard Andy say on the navigation tab up here.
Right.
Interested in purchasing a cemetery lot.
I think I addressed that somewhere else. The town is...
But I guess what I heard Andy say was if you're on vacation or if she's on vacation...
Right. Yeah.
Then that email would go to it wouldn't go to you. It would
go to a general box.
Right.
We have a cemetery.
We do have an email, I believe.
Oh, you don't know it either. I don't know it, but we do have one.
We do.
Or we could create.
But I don't know what that is.
I mean, so that's an edit to what you've set up, and I'm not against listing the commissioners. I think it takes the onus off of.
Maybe
you're in California.
I have a suggestion.
Maybe we shouldn't have contact information here. Maybe we should just list our names. And...
So I think the reason that they want so theoretically we are responsible to the public, right? So if somebody has a concern,
right.
Yes.
But I think we should definitely make. I would put what I would do is on the homepage. I mean, what's somebody going to look at the cemetery commission website for?
Right.
Probably 80% of the time they want to. By a lot. So I would, on the homepage, I would say, I would have a link to the email address if we have one.
Okay.
And then at the top of this, I would put in like bold, start off, if you want to buy a cemetery commission, here's the link.
Right.
And then list us with our stuff underneath.
Right.
Because I think Andy, you're 100% right. It's a good idea to send them to a specific location for buying that we can all either have access to.
So maybe we should... move current commissioners under cemeteries because in cemeteries I've addressed some of that.
I think it's set up fine.
We are selling lots.
No, what Chris is suggesting is right at the top. Like you're going to have a new, you're not going to move anything anywhere. It's a new thing, I think. Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Under home?
Yeah, so you've got cemeteries, rules and regulations. So maybe.
So you're
right
saying before we talk about the Londonderry Cemetery
Commissioner
consisting of five ministers?
Because these are links, right? Oh, I want to read about the rules and regulations. Click.
Yeah.
So you're going to add something here, maybe right after home, right here, you'd add interested in buying a cemetery lot or something like that.
What do you think that should say? Is that good?
I have the paid
cemetery lot purchasing. Purchasing of cemetery lot.
Glad I have the paid version of ChatGPT, and that's actually how I made my initial outline. If you would like, once we make these edits, I can revise them, and I can also rerun it through ChatGPT and see if they have any suggestions for us for like the linguistics.
Good.
And I can also look at other cemeteries' websites and see how they configure that.
Good.
As Dwayne mentioned, we don't feel like we're light years ahead of people, but when I do research like this and take a deep dive, I realize we are light years ahead of people.
Okay, so under home, we're going to do something that says basically burial lot purchases.
Something like that.
Right.
Yep.
And then the cemeteries, did you feel on the second page, do you feel that... Well, I said it has seven cemeteries, and I listed the cemeteries and where they're located. Do you feel that's
I think
until we have
911 addresses? When I get 911 addresses, we'll put that in for the location.
I like how that works.
But yes, but for now that works well, and then as soon as we get 911 out addresses, we'll put them in.
So I said we're still selling lots in Gleeview and Riverside. All the rest are full. Riverside Cemetery has a tomb which is available during the winter months as a free alternative to using a funeral home facility.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because people didn't know and they had to pay and not everyone can afford it.
Exactly. Right. Well, we used it this past winter. I think there were two or three people.
I know, I was excited, but I was
right.
I was glad to
get
you.
And if you are interested in purchasing a lot, please contact me and I've given my phone number.
Okay, but this can be
an addendum.
Right.
Or
you could take that out because now we're going to have that in the beginning.
Okay, so I can take that out. Okay. So the rules and regs, this is what we give to the people that buy a lot, the rules and regs.
I apologize for my density. Is that going to be its own tab?
Yes. Rules and regs.
Okay, great. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very concise, easy to find.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so this is everything I give to them when they buy. I give them a sheet that has these rules and regulations. It talks about the cemetery lots. It talks about the rates.
And these
the lot size.
These are the correct rates, right, as opposed
yes,
to...
Yes, specifications, how big the...
Good,
everything like that.
This is great.
Mm-hmm. So that's given to each one when they buy, and they sign a form saying that they got this, these rules and regs.
Okay.
But they always lose them because I get requests all the time. Would you send me another copy of the rules and regs?
Okay.
So if it's up on the website,
yeah,
they can just go there.
Quick reference.
Yeah. Winter burials, tomb at Riverside. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, the next thing afterwards, a link to the cemetery database. That's going to be the NMRC database that I've been working on for forever.
Okay.
And I don't know whether we need to do this board or cemetery commission. Commissioners again, right? Because we're already doing current. I'm going to take this out.
Yeah, we, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, yeah.
But I do think we should have the contact information for us first.
Can we, next to our names, you have our terms written in right here.
Yeah,
okay.
What should I
That's
call
great.
That? I should probably have a heading there.
Just write term.
Yeah.
Term?
People will know what that means.
Okay.
Term or term expires. I don't even know my
term
so
ending.
Really
you could write
that.
Term end. Term true. Ends. You could write term ends.
I don't really think I'll live that.
Okay. Then the link to the database. And this is what I said about the database. We are presently working on a database containing individuals who have bought lots in one of our seven cemeteries or are buried in one of our seven cemeteries. This is a work in progress. To use the database, just insert a last name under owner or deceased, and the database will bring up everyone with that last name. Click on the person you want to research. All information in the database is public domain information. I don't want people to think I'm telling everyone the world, everyone, their business, that they own a lot or that, I don't want them thinking that. That this
But we
is,
are.
We are, but it's all public domain information. It's information anyone could get anywhere.
So my grandparents are buried in a cemetery in Valhalla, New York. So I've been on that. And you can't look up who's in that cemetery.
Hmm. Because they don't offer it.
Do they have,
they don't offer it. We're offering it through the
Right, database. But I guess my point is, do you tell people that when you sell them a lot, that it's going to be available to anyone?
Well, the deed is recorded. When a deed is recorded, it's public knowledge. I have a question.
When a person dies, that's public knowledge. You can go in and look at
that's
the books of everyone that's died.
Have you seen the website, findagrave.com?
Find a grave.
Right.
It's all
I'm just...
No, it's all because... Find a grave exists because the information is public domain information.
Okay.
I just wanted... Do you feel I should say that?
I don't know. I mean,
what
just
are you guys
asking.
I feel like I should... have a disclaimer that
we're involved with privacy issues all the time, you know. So I can see where Laurie was talking about that. There may be privacy issues. Obviously, if you
well,
buy
you guys
a
should have
lot,
said something 5 years ago when I started this project. Not now.
That it's public record.
It is
that's
public
my
record.
See, but Find a Grave doesn't work for everybody.
Like, I've just moved with my grandmother.
Lister's card. We had this problem with the Lister's cards. Does anyone know about this?
No.
Prior to COVID, we had a problem with the Lister's cards. They were on our town website, and it's the assessment information, which you are taxed upon. And people called and complained they did not want that information released to the public. That's why over COVID, when other towns were releasing that information, and it's now through NEMRIC, you can look it up, it was determined that it was public record, and that's why we were allowed to release it. I do not want to be disrespectful, but I also don't know how we can remove. Can you remove someone from your thing, Maureen?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to solve this tonight, but...
could we say if you request to have your loved one's name removed?
No, I think they should just...
Because then we have to verify the relationship of that person.
I think
find a grave is as foolproof as you guys seem to think. Like, I'm not finding people that I know are buried. I've been to their graves.
Well, it only is as good as the research that people have done.
I see.
Yeah.
Are your persons John and Kathleen?
No.
Lottie or Susan?
What last name were you using?
Cross.
Oh, no. I was using my mother's maiden name.
Oh.
I'll Google my father's
parents. Maybe I don't even need to put in that it's public domain. That brings up the whole issue of privacy.
You know, at the end, you could always do say that all information is public.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The information in the database is public domain information.
Yeah. Do we have a town attorney?
Is that making people more aware that there's lots of information up there? I don't know. Maybe it's something I shouldn't bother to put in there.
Yes, Chris, what do you think? Attorney,
I mean, to some extent, if they're putting granite stone and putting somebody's name on it there, you're kind of like broadcasting to the world.
Yeah, but
it is a little different.
It's different.
Yeah.
I do think we should ask the attorney. Sorry.
Is this something that is an expense to us to access the town attorney? Maybe it's as simple as just a quick disclaimer at the bottom, hopefully.
What kind of a disclaimer? What?
I'm not an attorney, I don't know. But just saying these are all public records.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All the information in the database is public domain information. But if was that the sentence that got you thinking that maybe we shouldn't?
I've just Googled off for my grandparents and I can't find them.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my grandparents.
So what's...
okay, so there's...
So it just... I don't know. I'm sorry.
Shaftesbury has a database for people buried there.
Okay.
And with lots. That have bought lots.
Okay.
Vermont.
Okay.
It's probably, at least as a first step, just a simple enough question to ask. Is it public domain information?
I'll ask. Yeah. I know it's public domain information.
Well, then.
Because people have come in, Ancestry came in and copied all our public domain books to put on Ancestry. So if you go to Ancestry...
Okay, but you have to pay for that. So that's what feels different to me. I don't know. I'm sorry I'm freaking out. I mean, I'm not even freaking out about it. It's just a question.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm buying a plot in Londonderry.
Yeah.
And anybody can go on the town website and see exactly where I'm buried.
But there are lots of people that contact me and say, my grandparents are buried
here.
Sure,
it's happened to me too.
Where are they?
Right, it's happened to me
too. So now they can go into the database and see what cemetery.
Yes, and that's lovely.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not everyone in the world is lovely.
Right.
So I'm just, I don't have an articulatable concern.
Right.
I'm just... questioning that there does feel...
I will ask Allie to check with the lawyer, the town lawyer.
I think that's a good idea. And then maybe, do you know the people in Shaftesbury?
No, I don't.
I mean, I'm just wondering if they have...
had any issues?
Or, let's see, would it be...
Boy, I'll tell you, you can't believe how much you pulled the rug out from under me.
I don't mean to,
Maureen. 5 years of
it. I'm very sorry.
I can't tell you. I have photographed every headstone, scanned them all in. I mean, it's hours.
I'm not suggesting we don't do it. I'm just...
I know,
think
but
it's... Am I the only
just wish you guys had thought about it before... You know, we're at this point.
I don't even think it was as would much it, of an issue
not,
as it is
today. I'm
not today.
Trying to be a pain, but would it be better to do complete the work 100%?
No way I'm putting one more bit of information in there until I'm sure.
Well, what I'm saying is, but just hear me out, to do all the work and then find out after it's completed and put up that something on there is illegal and you're in trouble?
I ran it by...
Wouldn't it be better to address it now, is what I'm saying,
I'm happy
later?
To address it now, again. But I cleared
Things
it
come
with
up.
I cleared it with the board, and I cleared it with Kelly when I started. Actually, it had been started by some other volunteer before I took it over. It was part of NMRC. You know, and it had already been started. So some people were already in there.
Just, I'm Dwayne Hart.
Yeah.
John Q. Public Citizen.
Yeah.
And I can Google you, and I can find out everything that you've done for the
town. All the bad things I've done.
Okay, I will check with Allie and the lawyer.
Perhaps Kelly had already checked with the attorney.
So yeah, you can.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I can't find the cemetery on the Shaftesbury Town website.
No.
So what I wanted to say though was that
I'll find it and send it to you.
Go ahead.
I'll call them and see what they've had any what their feedback has been.
Dwayne, you had a point to make.
Yeah.
My suspicion is that Shaftesbury is much like other small towns and it has limited funds. The thing Londonderry has to be a little concerned about is they have a big pot of money and their people are more apt to sue and come after the pot of gold.
I just wish you guys had said all of this 5 years ago. I mean,
Lori, I just sent you an email with a link to the Shaftesbury database.
I'm on it now.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes, we did.
So they must have used your guy.
They used Semify webs. They used Semify.
No, they didn't use NMRC.
No, they must. It looks like.
I think Semify is also what the Rutland town used as well.
So this is the cemetery. This is Shaftesbury. So it says whether the cemetery is there or not. I mean, whether a body is buried there or not, but it doesn't say.
Semify is the software.
They don't have pictures of the headstones.
I don't think so. Graveside lookup.
See, they use existing maps to do theirs. Then they do a drone. But they don't do the subterranean. So they do the mapping part, but not the subterranean mapping. It's just
okay, well, I will check with Allie and ask her to check with the lawyer. So the last two in the news, and the only thing we have right now is the Low Lake sign. We have a link to that.
Okay, so
here's the contact us, cemetery@londonderryvermont.org.
Maybe we'll get the news for getting our 911.
I need to confirm that. I will confirm that.
It does have pictures of it does have the names of the people. For Shaftesbury.
I'll call them and see if they've had any blowback.
If Benton comes, can we do a press release about it? And we'll have two in the news items.
Well, again, you know, what we're doing and putting a link on our website that shows the mapping and where people are buried, is that going to be a problem?
Oh, inactive and private. That's interesting.
Oh, you can mark them as private.
I don't know. I so
maybe we can ask them to, if he's run into this before.
So I you know, I'll stand down, Maureen. The town of Shaftesbury has everything that, you know, it's all right there. So we must have.
Well, I mean, it's we're thinking of hiring another company to basically do the same thing.
Yeah.
And walk them right to the grave.
Okay.
I don't know. I will ask Allie, and I will have her check with the lawyer.
I think that's a really good idea. Before we spend $34,000 on mapping and software, we should, I'm not saying that's a chunk of what
we could still do it, but only have a PDF or have private links, not something we put up on the website.
But just it could definitely change how we utilize the service.
Yes, definitely.
So I think it's really thoughtful that we reach out and get a legal advice before we take such a big step.
Okay.
Finally, well, we need to bring up the, we used to have regular meetings.
Oh, yeah. I have more, though, on business.
Okay.
Middletown Cemetery wall. I met with Luke again and asked him about whether we should dig a trench and put crushed stone and all of that. He says, well, first of all, when he starts, which is probably going to be in September, he will have me come over when he takes the wall down. He says he bets that there's quite a bit of wall below the ground, which is the base. Okay. He would be building on top of it. But for some reason, if there's nothing there and we're seeing, you know, what he's taking down is all the wall there is, then maybe we want to think about putting a trench in and putting crushed on it. But he didn't feel it was necessary. He said that wall's been there over 100 years and it's not going anywhere. So he feels that from all the old walls he's taken apart, there's quite a bit under the ground. Yeah. So that was Middletown wall. Let's see. The recording that you're doing of our meeting.
Yeah.
Is that on the website?
I just send it to Tina. I only did it once.
Yeah.
And I sent it like I was supposed to, but I didn't start it till an hour into this meeting. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
I'm just curious, you know, these discussions. Well,
like I said, the trustees of public fund meeting, they did not record.
Right.
So,
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not.
Wait, I need a reminder.
They were very good.
Thank you very much.
I need a reminder. I went back to the last couple of minutes, meeting minutes, and we were going to find out about workers' comp. What was that all about when we were talking about workers' comp?
Oh, it was because we had brought it up about our workers' comp. So what that was about was, and we probably asked the wrong person. We're a sole proprietorship, so by state law we don't have to carry workers' comp on ourselves.
Right.
There was a short period in time when Vermont League of Cities and Towns wanted any towns that hired subcontractors wanted all their subcontractors to have workers' comp, even though it's not a state law.
Yeah.
So I got it at that point just to
cover yourself.
Well, just
cover us too.
Keep peace and not have any problems because the Vermont League was having a fit about it. Since then, they've lessened that requirement. There's actually a paper you can sign through the town now. Tina has it, saying you're a sole proprietor and you don't need workers' comp and blah blah blah. Whatever. I haven't even seen it. Melissa inquired with Tina whether we could drop that. She said we had to keep it because it was in our contract.
That you had it.
That we have workers' comp. But my feeling is the contract is referring to workers' comp related to state law, that you have to have it on your workers, which I do carry on the employees. We carry it on ourselves also, which is super expensive. We were talking about getting rid of it because we don't need to carry it.
Do you want me to talk to Tina and Allie about
that? Just sign
that
paper and be wait. She said, well, it's in your contract that you have to have it.
When's your contract up?
Our contract has been the same for 30 some odd years.
Right.
It has had that exact language
right.
in it. And it was relative to the employees. It wasn't relative to that. We only changed that when Vermont League started to raise a stink about it. So we haven't done anything about it. It was a thing that came up. It was an expense that was getting a little out of control. We were trying to watch costs because I'm trying to retire. And we're lowering our income and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So big deal, little deal.
Well,
it is. That's why it came up.
When's your next contract coming up?
It's going to be, I think we're 2 years, we always do 3 years, so I think we're in year two of a 3-year contract, I believe. So
we could probably come up with, you know, sort of an addendum or an edit mid-contract and, you know, at a vote. We'd have to properly warn it and everything, but at a vote, the commission clarified the language in the existing contract that the workers' comp refers only to the employees of HART caretaking and
right.
not to the sole proprietors.
Yeah, definitely. Would you like us to do
I
that?
Mean it,
yeah, I mean,
I'll have to talk to Melissa.
I don't have work with cop on myself, but I have to
right.
on my son, so yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we had always done, and that was the intent of the contract.
Right.
Again, someone felt that we
sure.
had to have it.
But. Well, I mean, if you could talk to Melissa, I don't think that that would be hard language to come up with, and if that would, particularly now that the state, because we ran into this in the church, too, whether we would ever hire anybody without workers' comp, but if you're a sole proprietor, I mean, I, for one, would be happy to make that motion and take that burden off of you guys.
Would you follow up with Dwayne on that to come up with the language to make the addendum?
Sure. The first thing I heard, though, was that Dwayne wanted to talk to Melissa about it.
Yeah, let me just talk to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we carry it on her, and she doesn't even really work for her. It's all season maintenance anymore.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
But we still carry it because it was such a nuisance to take it off only half of us. I
well, don't she's the one I'd have to tell.
What's that?
She's the one that I'd have to go through all of it. It's not fun.
Okay, I saw it in the minutes,
right.
and
that's
there was no explanation,
was
and I thought, what was that all about? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's
okay.
what it was about.
Okay,
and,
okay. Okay.
Well, if you talk to Melissa, and then if that's something that you'd like the commission to pursue,
yeah.
then I would suggest that I'll call Tina and say, hey, look, we're going to come up with this addendum, take it off of Dwayne and Melissa, they're carrying it for their employees.
Yeah.
And then they would be in the spirit of the sole contractor.
Right, right. So we just have to do an addendum
yeah.
and give a copy to Tina. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'll put Dwayne and Melissa to discuss and get back to Lori.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I'm finished with all my old business.
Great. Any other old business? And move on to new business. And the only thing we brought up is we should, at least during the summertime, have a scheduled meeting. And that could be...
I don't have my book with me.
First, second, or third Wednesday of the month, or...
The third Wednesday of the month is...
Third Wednesdays work pretty well for me.
Oh, same. Yeah, let's do that.
Third Wednesday?
Yeah, that's what my
Okay, let's make an appointment. Let's make a...
I will still be away, but go ahead and leave that.
When are you back?
I'm not back till the 24th. But go ahead and be without me. It's fine. You can record it.
Yeah, but yeah. That means we have to take our own minutes.
Well, you record it. I can do them from the recording.
That's really generous of you.
It is.
Actually, it's another thing that
I'm not sure I'll get them. How fast do they have to be done? The minutes?
I don't think I've done the minutes for you in the past. I could do it.
Okay, Maureen.
I could do it.
All right. Any other?
And it's really easy to do minutes when you record it. I used to do it for the Londonderry Select Board. And I would just record the meeting and then go home and do the minutes, listening to the recorded stop, start when I wanted to.
Right, right. Especially if you have the agenda, you're just like...
Right.
Jan Giesholt passed away on Saturday.
I know that. He's been in touch with me. He's bought two lots. He's going to send a check in the 25th of October, told me. He said he'd already spoken to you.
Yes, he has. I gave him your email.
I've given him your and Melissa's phone number, phone numbers, and told him he has to have the ashes in a sealed container. And he bought two lots today. I gave him the price, and he's sending a check. So the deed will be created when the check arrives.
I can do that for you so you don't have to make an appointment with Tina.
I still have to make an appointment with Tina because Tina or Allie want to sign as a notary. They want the commissioners to sign as a commissioner and they want to sign as a
notary. Tina also told me she wants it printed out on her paper.
Definitely has to be printed out on the paper with those three rectangular holes in it to go in the deed book. I think going forward, we could fill it out. I mean, I just get all the information and I usually send it to her in an email and we make an appointment for 3 days later. And when I come in, she's done it. I look at it, read it over, make sure it's correct. Then I have the purchaser with me, or somebody like Jan is sending the money in.
Yeah.
And then in that case, we do the deed and we send them the original by mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not that, or not the original that gets recorded on the special paper.
That's right. Not that
one. Not that original.
Right. Right. But I'll call you when I'm going to do it.
At this point, I'm going away for Labor Day.
I'm going away next week?
The 25th through the 1st. Okay. And then I'm not going away until October, I don't think.
The 1st. Okay. So, I doubt if that... Well, that check could be here before the 25th. I'll let you know.
And you can also... as we do the stuff, just write them down. And that's fine.
There was a lot of back and forth with Jan. You know, we started with Lori together.
Yeah, I'm okay
there
with that.
There was so much
I don't need
back
to be included
forth.
In everything. I just want to watch.
Okay. The meeting, 5 p.m.?
Yes.
On the 17th?
It works for me.
That's fine with me. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. And what's the date?
The 17th.
And is it every month? Are we
that was going to be my next question.
Summer,
thank you, Andy.
What is the frequency?
We want to try to get back on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
We don't do them during the winter. I mean, I guess we could decide.
When do they open?
When does winter?
Well, that's it.
Should we meet in October as well?
So when are the cemeteries open?
November 1st it closes.
They close October 31st.
So then when do they open?
April 1st.
Right? No, May 1st. May 1st.
So maybe our first meeting should be in April, so we have our act together on Friday night. April through October.
We can always call them.
Yeah.
You're going to be gone.
Was that there was a meeting in April because that was the meeting where elections had taken place,
right.
Reorganized officers, did all that stuff, kind of got the ball rolling, and then we're ready for May 1st, yes.
And then May is the walk around.
Yes.
Okay. So the October meeting will be the 15th?
17th is the Wednesday.
That was September. So the October will be October 15th, is that right?
That's when
yes.
I'm going to be away October.
I'm away in October too.
That's okay. Fine. There's a quorum
without that. Well, and also, if we just set them, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have them set, then we won't have them.
In the future, we can plan around it.
Trust me, from thousands of church committees. There's not a meeting set. We don't
what?
Which, quite frankly, I'm usually okay with, but still, we
the
sometimes.
Third, we're doing the third Wednesday.
Third Wednesdays.
Of the month.
Yep. Okay. At 5 p.m. Thank you.
Any other business?
Gary, I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
Seven, call it at 7:20. It's funny, he doesn't ask me where I am. He just is like, is food coming? Are you the food?
Margaret told me. Food is coming.
Oh, yeah.